Why crystal clear PagerDuty practices are the linchpin of a sane on-call life and a healthy system. As someone who spent a fair share of nights being yanked out of bed by the insistent buzz of a PagerDuty alert, I can tell you one thing for certain. If the system isn't set up right, it's a recipe for disaster. Here's the truth. A well-defined PagerDuty practice is the difference between a calmly resolved incident and a night of hair-pulling frustration. Let me break down why clear steps, source identification, and well-documented procedures are the absolute cornerstones of making PagerDuty work. The recipe for PagerDuty rage. It's 3 a.m., your phone screams to life with a cryptic PagerDuty message. It mentions an error, but there are no details about what's broken, why it's broken, or frankly what you're supposed to do about it. You spend the next 20 minutes digging through code and documentation, desperately trying to decipher the issue. By the time you figure it out, you're already stressed, sleep-deprived, and frankly, pretty ticked off. This, my friends, is the perfect storm for PagerDuty rage. The antidote, crystal-clear communication. Here's how to avoid the PagerDuty nightmare and ensure a smooth, efficient response. Super clear steps. Every PagerDuty alert should be a mini instruction manual. It needs to outline the exact steps the on-call engineer should take to diagnose and fix the problem. Think of it like a recipe. Clear, concise instructions with no room for misinterpretation. Source of the problem. Spotlight, not shadow. The alert should pinpoint the exact source of the issue. Is it a specific server? A piece of faulty code? Knowing the culprit eliminates wasted time spent chasing ghosts in the system. Documentation is king or queen. If a picture is worth a thousand words, then good documentation is its weight in gold. PagerDuty alerts should link to detailed instructions, troubleshooting guides, and any other relevant knowledge base articles. Think of it as having a sous chef by your side, ready to answer any questions that might arise. The no question policy, when clarity is king. Here's a controversial one, but hear me out. If the documentation isn't crystal clear, the PagerDuty alert shouldn't be fired in the first place. It should be bounced back to the person who created it, with a firm message. This needs better instructions before it goes live. This might seem harsh, but it enforces a culture of responsibility and ensures that only well-defined issues reach the on-call engineer. Escalations, when you're out of your depth. But what if the issue is beyond your expertise? That's where a well-defined escalation process comes in. The PagerDuty alert should clearly outline the next point of contact if the on-call engineer can't resolve the problem within a specific time frame. Ideally, this should escalate to the developer who wrote the problematic feature. After all, they're the best equipped to understand the intricacies of their code. The PagerDuty peace of mind. The bottom line is this: receiving a PagerDuty alert shouldn't be a cause for panic. If everything is set up correctly, it should be a signal, a clear, concise message that tells you exactly what's wrong and how to fix it. When you know exactly what to do, you can approach the situation calmly and efficiently. This not only reduces stress, but also allows you to resolve the incident faster, minimizing downtime and keeping the system healthy. Conclusion: building a better on-call experience. By implementing these practices, we can transform PagerDuty from a source of frustration into a valuable tool. Clear instructions, well-defined escalation procedures, and a focus on source identification create a system that empowers on-call engineers and fosters a culture of ownership within the development team. So, let's work together to make PagerDuty a force for good, ensuring that those late-night alerts are met not with dread, but with a sense of calm determination.